my letter, which I have for want of better knowledge, sent to where I met him down the Loughlin years ago. He was shearing when I knew him, so I sent the letter to him, just on spec addressed as follows: Clancy of the Overflow. And an answer came directed in a writing unexpected, and I think the sign was written with a thumb now dipped in tar. Was it Sheeran meant to wrote it? And verbatim I will quote it: Clancy's gone to Queensland roving, and we don't know where he are. In my wild erratic fancy, visions come to me of Clancy gone a-droving down the Cooper, where the western drovers go. As the stock are slowly stringing, Clancy rides behind them singing, for a drover's life has pleasures that the townsfolk never know. And the bush has friends to meet him, and their kindly voices greet him, in the murmur of the breezes and the river on its bar. And he sees the vision splendid of the sunlit plains extended, and at night the wondrous glory of the everlasting star. Sitting in a dingy little office where a stingy ray of sunlight struggles feebly down between the houses tall. And the fetid air and gritty of the dusty, dirty city, through the open window floating, spreads its foulness over all. And in place of lowing cattle, I can hear the fiendish rattle of the tramways and the buses, make it hurry down the street. And the language uninviting of the gutter children fighting comes fitfully and faintly through the ceaseless tramp of fear. People daunt me, and their pallid faces haunt me, as they shoulder one another with their rush and nervous haste. With their eager eyes and greedy, and their stunted forms and weedy, for the townsfolk have no time to grow, they have no time to waste. And yes, I summer rather fancy that I'd like to change with Clancy, like to take a turn at roving where the seasons come and go. While he faced the round eternal of the cash book and the journal, but I doubt he'd suit the office, Clancy on the Overflow. Yes, I doubt he'd suit the office, Clancy on the Overflow.